The arm wrestling continues in Washington. I'm Keith Wenberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Well, as we speak, the government remains closed and the arm wrestling continues between both sides of the aisle. U.S. Senator Tina Smith, representing Minnesota, she's also a member of the Senate Ag Committee.
You know, I'm here. I wish our counterparts on the U.S. House of Representatives were here, and I wish we could just get down to negotiating. And what we want to do here is figure out how to reach a compromise so that people's health insurance premiums don't double or triple. I mean, folks in Minnesota's 7th Congressional District, right up along the, you know, the North Dakota border, are looking at $2,400 a year increase in their health insurance premiums, and farmers are telling me they can't afford that.
Yeah, that's just one of the expenses that you look at increasing. Of course, as producers, we watch pretty closely, like those farm expenses, fertilizer, seed costs, another prime example of things increasing.
That's exactly right. I think there's... And, you know, when I'm talking to farmers and producers, they're saying, you know, Tina, especially if they're growing soybeans, which is just such a deep challenge, but they're mostly out of the field. They are trying to figure out how to pay off their operating loans for this past year and then how to, get operating loans to buy their seed and fertilizer and other inputs, because the prices are going to be better now than they're going to be in the fall. But if you can't get the operating loans, then none of it works. And that's the big problem.
As you pointed out, our producers have checks that need to be signed and program payments that need to be out.
Yes, that's exactly right.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Wenberg.